The following is a little broadcast organized by the Unknown Sound Collective. It is intended as a radio archive of experimental artists' interior worlds, these that are externalized through their work and the interchange through artists' communities. This is a contemporary archive of experimental art making in communities around the world, and the social change this may or may not represent. In short, it is intended mostly as a look into these small worlds with the idea of generating more thought and how art can engender hope. Each section here is meant as a studio visit, but also a glimpse into the doings of a wider community.
This month's guest is Sam.
All right, well, thanks for having me on the show. This is supposed to be some sort of intro description about what I do, my project, my music. I guess it comes down to, at the beginning of the year, I was really depressed, and I was looking for a new project. Or not really looking, but looking for something to do, and just sort of came to me the idea to take a project I had of a turntable and convert it into a noise project pretty intuitively, and it just started as an idea, but it became fairly symbolic. I think it embodies a lot of things in my life, and it's a good way to express it. Taking this broken turntable, which I have so many broken things, that so many projects that I've gotten stuck on, and It was something to kind of take and transcend to another level of you know, not necessarily fixing it, but turning it into something new, and making sound out of it. And it really made sense to me when I realized I could do it, or I thought I could do it. So I tried it, and I didn't spend a lot of time with it. I just kind of threw it together, and I was like, well, how can I make this work? And, you know, contact miking it up and just, you know, making it happen. And played in front of people pretty quickly with it, and felt good about it, got a good response, so... I've kept it up for the last 6 months or so, and I'm looking forward to doing more with the project. So yeah, it's basically just a very old, like 60s antique turntable that's like semi working, and using the noise, the mechanical sounds that it makes, manipulating, and then using other electronics like guitar pedals and stuff. I call it anomalous transport, which the definition is it's kind of a few definitions. Basically, it's this matter taking alternate route of travel through particle travel that's odd, out of the ordinary or something. But another inspiration I had was Claudius Ptolemy, who's an astrologer. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know he was one of the earlier astrologers, and he had sort of like a one-dimensional view, or sort of like a adolescent view by today's standards of what astrology is considered. But at the time, you know, it was he was kind of at the cutting edge. But I like that. I like that theory of looking at it like as a flat plane, and then and he was also involved in music as well. And I don't know. I kind of translated it, and I took it's like that theme. I like carrying over that theme to it. But anyway, that's pretty much the gist of it. But yeah, you know, it symbolizes, I think for me, it's pretty symbolic in my life, and it's very, yeah, like allegorical of like where I'm at with a lot of things. And it's sort of like the semi-broken project thing in my life, which is like a lot of other things. And but it's cool to see like a little bit of a transcendence, but it's a work in progress. I mean, every time I perform, you know, it changes a little bit, and it's kind of archaic. It's very archaic. And it's kind of how I see life in general and how things are going, I think, in a bigger scope. So if there's a way to transfer it to that or to relate it to that, yeah, I would say that's pretty much it. It's this archaic thing, but it symbolizes, you know, some sort of progression or happening with, you know, things that are there for you to see. I don't know if manipulate is the right word, but to utilize or to tap into for inspiration. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you.